like I said earlier, I'm glad to be here. And like I've told my wife many times, I've told my church, you know, if you stay faithful to God and you do what he's told you to do, Paul told Timothy, he said, endure this and reach it out and minister to others and preach unto others. He said, you'll not only save them that hear thee, but you'll save yourself. And God's put great responsibilities in the heart, the life of the child of God. The Bible says, commit thy way unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. We need to get in a place with the Lord where we commit everything to him. We need a daily prayer life. We need a daily soaking our hearts in the Word of God and reading it. The Word of God is powerful. It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you are spirit and life. It's full of life. The Holy Ghost inspired the Word of God to be written. And I tell you what, if you hide that precious Word of God down inside of your heart, it'll keep you. Store up the Word of God. Read it daily. Don't let it depart from thine eyes. Keep it in the midst of thine heart, and it will keep thee. Hallelujah. It'll give you life. When others have lost hope, there's something about this living holy Word of God that'll bring life to you. It'll bring hope to you. It'll put faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. There's just something about that precious Word. It brings food for the soul, waters for the thirsty heart. Hallelujah. God helps me for the next few moments. I want to be a blessing to you. It'd be very easy to preach. Anybody that's called to preach, and I teach Sunday school here, you know, every Sunday morning, and sometimes I get happy and I'll preach, and then all preaching, but you know what? God's good. I want to deal with something this morning, and I'd like to speak to everybody that's listening and watching. Fear not. Fear not. Put your trust in God. Have you ever thought what the word trust means? You ever looked it up? It means confidence. A reliance to rely on and know that it's true. It's resting the mind upon the surety and the integrity of the love of God. When everything else falls apart, when the dust settles, life still stands. Hallelujah. They tried to destroy Jesus. They drove nails through his hands and his feet, but they could not kill the love of God in his heart. Hallelujah. I tell you what, love is stronger than death, and many waters cannot quench love. It beareth all things, it hopeth all things, it endureth all things. Charity never faileth. Hallelujah. So trusting in God is trusting upon the knowledge that know that his love is pure and real. Lord, I put all that I am, listen, and I put all that I have in your hands, and I know that you're going to take care of it all. Now, I know that everybody is aware of this coronavirus that's become one of the last day plagues that Jesus said would come upon our land right before he returns. Jesus said there would be pestilences, which means plagues, contagious diseases that threatens life and health. Now I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. So here we are. We didn't ask for it, but it's here. So what do we do in times like this? Who would have ever dreamed that one little microscopic germ that can't be seen by the naked eye would get all the world's attention? Did you ever dream of it? Who would ever thought this little unseen enemy would cause the stock market to fall, the wheels of industry and commerce to slow and come almost to a grinding halt? Many businesses are shutting their doors, and our once mighty nation is coming to a grinding halt. It's high time that this world and every soul look up to God right now. Now's the time, children of God. Now's the time, sinner man. Now's the time, backslider. If you're out of the will of God and away from His divine presence, right now's the time to do inventory, because you'll never make it without the hand of God and His mercy. You'll never make it without His love touching you and coming inside of your heart. We need to commit it. We need to give it all to the Lord and say, here I am, O God. The rest of my life I'll serve You. I'll put You first, Lord. And I know if I do that, there's an anchor that will hold me. Listen, man. Right now, there's 1.1 million people in the world that have this deadly virus. 59,000 people have died. 7,000 now have died in the U.S., and it's more since I've got this figure. Both kids and grown-ups and the elderly are dying like flies. And it breaks my heart when I see it on the phone, a family that ain't even allowed inside the room with their precious mother as she's dying. They stand outside of the plate glass and can't be around her bedside, can't touch her. And she's inside of this big thing to give her oxygen. And it breaks my heart. The most important thing is, listen to me, is to be ready, to be ready. Listen, if your loved one's ready, you don't have to worry about them. If they go out with a heart attack or sickness or whatever, listen, if the Lord calls them home, you know where they are. Come on, child of God, you know where they are, and you've got hope to meet them again. Hallelujah, on that day. This pandemic has caused panic in our streets. People are afraid now for their very life and their very families. They stay inside of their homes, and if they do go out, they wear face masks and gloves. Can you believe it? It's a scary time for those who don't know God. Listen to me. Fear and panic is now spread across our globe. What are we going to do now? Listen, listen. We as children of God and servant of the Lord, who are we going to turn to? The world, the arm of flesh, the man, and the government can't help us. What now? I said all of that to say this. Did this take God by surprise? No! Did the Lord know and see it coming? Yes! Hallelujah! Does He see me? Does He see you? Yes! And if He knew, and if He saw it coming, do you believe that He is with us and will help us? Children, I'm here this morning to tell us that we can put our faith and our trust in God. God will never fail. Every morning that you wake up, hallelujah, His compassions fail not. Listen, His faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. He's rich in mercy. Glory to God. I woke up Saturday morning. Listen, this is what brought this message. God spoke a scripture to my heart. I told Mary when I got up, I wasn't fully asleep and I wasn't fully awake. I was in a twilight. I've had God to do this before. And inside of my heart and my mind, this scripture just as plain and loud came floating up in my heart. Psalms 56:3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His word. I, God, my God, I have put my trust in Thee. I will not fear. I woke up with that scripture. My trust. What time I'm afraid, I'm going to trust in Thee. I told Mary, I said, I got to go to my study and start writing. God's given me something in that scripture. Psalms 9 and Verse 9, the Lord will be a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Can you say, Lord, I know that you know where I'm at, and you know that my heart is a trusting in you. Thank God. I want to pause here. Do you really know the Lord? Are you fully serving him? Have you surrendered all to him? Then if you have, trust him. You can put your faith in him. Listen, children, he will never fail. He's been faithful in times past. Can you say, Brother Tommy, I can look back in my life and I can see where God came through when it didn't look like there was a way out, a way through, or a way over, or a way across. When I was backed in a corner and I didn't have an answer, my God came through and he supplied. Look back, draw back the curtains of your memory and look back how good God's been to you. He made a way when there was none. Hallelujah. He's held you. You're aware of that. Glory to God. He has kept you. He has blessed you. He has provided. He didn't let you fall through the cracks then. And he ain't going to let you go down and fall through the cracks now. He loved you enough to save you. Can you say, Lord, I know that I'm saved. And you got that blessed assurance. Hallelujah. He loved you enough to save you. He picked you up when you had fallen. He came through and he healed you when you were sick. Hallelujah. If you've got his spirit, listen, dwelling in your heart, your life, then you belong to him. And there ain't nothing the devil can do or anybody can do to take Jesus out of your heart or take away the hope that you've got in your soul. One song says, you can take my Bible and tear the pages all apart, but you'll never be able to take Jesus out of my heart. I've got an anchor. I've got a treasure in this earthen vessel, and it's in keeping me. I'm rich beyond measure. Hallelujah. Can you say a child of God right now? He knows me. He knows right where I am. Hallelujah. The psalmist David said, I've been young and now I'm old, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. I feed my birds all the time when I out back in the lawn, and I go out and scatter the seed and the corn, the chopped corn and the sunflower seeds, mixed seeds. And I watch them as they come in there and feed. And when the boxes run empty, I'll see them out on the edge of the lawn, in the neighbor's lawn and stuff. When Tommy failed to fill up the feeders, I've watched them little sparrows and the other little birds and the cardinals, they'll go out in the edge of the lawn. God don't fail. I could forget them, keep the lid over the seeds in my shed, but Jesus said there ain't one sparrow that could ever fall to the ground without your heavenly Father. And if he's so good to take care of the sparrows, come on, child, he's big enough to take care of you. He loves you more. You're worth more than many sparrows. I feel the Lord here. Look back, child of God. Many of you have been to the bottom. You have. Some of you have been to death's door. But God didn't forget you. The Lord knoweth them that are his. You can say, I've been through six troubles, but when I come to the seventh one, God won't forget me, and he will not forsake me. It'll never get too bad that he won't be there. Amen. It'll never get too dark what he won't send light your way and my way, and to light up our path and show us the right way. Listen, and keep us in the right way. Can you say it right now, Jesus? More than anything, I've got to make it, and I want to stay in this right way.
and trust you and serve you and walk with you. I proved him. I know his love is true. I've already been through the valley of weeping. I've walked through the valley of sorrow and pain. But the God of all comfort was with me. He was there to uphold and sustain. I don't have to fear. Now listen, Paul told Timothy, full of the Holy Ghost, both were. And Paul told Timothy, "Timothy, my son in the faith, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind." Fear is a spirit, and there's just something about a spirit of fear when it comes on you and in your mind. Listen, there's something about fear. It'll nail your feet flat to the floor that you cannot move. You can't go forward. Or it'll put wings on your heels that you'll try to run from your problems, run. That's what fear causes. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but that power, love, and a sound mind. I won't worry. I've got an anchor that's holding me. That anchor's steadfast and sure. My anchor holds in the storms and in the floods. I'm glad I found Jesus a long time ago and I made him Lord and built my house upon a rock. Listen, I dug deep. Are you on the rock? Glory to God. I don't regret a mile that I've traveled for Jesus for almost 46 years. He's been there for me. He is so good to me. Listen, God in Psalms 46 and 1, God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early. Thank God the floods can't wash you away. The winds cannot remove you. If the mountains crumble and fall into the sea, if the stars refuse to send their light, there's somebody still holding. He's true. He's the light of the world. And he's lit up my path. I don't know what we'll face in the days ahead. I don't know what the future holds. But I do know who holds the future. And I know who holds my hand. I feel him so precious right now. No matter where you're at. Right there on your couch. I don't know, you might be on the front porch, but you could raise your hand right now and say, "I'm a trusting in my God. I got a hold of you a long time ago, Lord, and I refuse to let go. I don't have to worry, I don't have to fear. The Lord is coming. Children, he's coming very soon. I'm going to ask my wife to come to the piano. He's coming very soon. The signs are all around us. Can I tell you, until he comes, would you hold on to that unchanging hand? I'd like to encourage everybody this morning to look up. Look up. If there's ever a time to draw near to the Lord, did not the Bible in James says, "Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you"? Every step you take toward the Lord, with all your heart, he'll take two steps toward you. Children, let's use this time right now to draw close to one another. Hold your family in your arms, would you? Love them. God loves you. People are needing your smile. They're needing your encouragement. Would you draw, just like a mother hen would you draw them under your wings, Daddy and Mommy? Put your arms around them. If you're serving God, your family loves Him, Jesus will be that hedge all around your home and your family. He'll be that hedge that'll keep you. Nothing evil shall come in your door. Let's draw near to God and draw near to one another. Always remember, in the end, love wins. It wins. Loving and serving God and loving one another will take you through this time of trial. Hallelujah. Every storm, and it'll bring you safely home. I'd like to read one more scripture before she sings. The words of Jesus in red. Not one word of the law shall pass. Not one word shall fall to the ground that God and His Son has spoken. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Only Jesus can satisfy your child, your soul. Only He can hold your hand in times like these. Only He can give you a down, deep, settled peace that you know that He's with you. Hallelujah, you know everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Can you truly say this morning, I don't have to worry, I don't have to fear. I put my trust in God, as she sings. Some of you might want to pray right there where you're at, your chair, your couch. You might want to even kneel right down at the couch. Put your elbows on the kitchen table. Put your little chin in your hands. Oh God. Oh God.
Strong and mighty tongue.
Talk to Him. Talk to Him right now.
I can run into my God.
Come on, children. Come on, reach. Reach. Reach your heart to Him right now. Right now. Right now. He can brush the tears from your eyes. He can put a deep down no soul in your soul.
When clouds of doubt hover o'er me, storms of life toss me to and fro, there is a place I can go.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
He's a ship above every tempest. Just the head I could not see, those Without him, what would I do?